Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The much-lauded BBC police drama Line of Duty got a lot of people talking about slang. Viewers became obsessed with the colourful turn of phrase and the Irishisms which were associated with Adrian Dunbar's character, Superintendent Ted Hastings. Let's remind ourselves of some of those.
I'm interested in one thing and one thing only, and that's bent covers.
And we will be left holding a sprat when we should have landed a mackerel.
All you wish.
He will not leave a stone unturned. I have been shifting heaven and earth.
Plus, you were going like the clappers. We weren't born yesterday, fella.
And I don't care whether it's one rotten apple or the whole bloody barrel.
Well, back to the coal-faced Aperia. Unless you've got some more egg-sucking tips for your granny.
I didn't float up the lagoon on a bubble.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Mother of God.
So why are we obsessed and protective of slang on our small island? Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined in the studio by Colm O'Regan, broadcaster and host of Colm O'Regan Wants a Word. On the line, Martin Beans Ward, stand-up comic, writer and podcaster, and Nuala McKeever, comedy writer and performer. You're all very welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. What is slang, Colm?
Well, do you have any other questions, actually?
No.
It's a big question, and it's an interesting one because what is one person's slang was originally somebody else's language. So I think it's easy language. It's stuff that allows people to communicate in a way that almost they recognise where they're from,
as soon as they open
their mouth.
I think it's a code. It says, I know where you're from. We know each other. We have a bond here from the get-go.
Exactly, yeah. And it's funny, like for me, if I'm from Cork, but I've been living... Yeah, but I moved away because I couldn't get work. I moved to Dublin. But when I meet people from Cork... straight away, the slang level goes up because I think I know I'm among my own people.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a bit of code going on.
Okay, Martin, let's talk about greetings, right? When you meet someone, first of all, because that's a good way really of demonstrating the differences between the slang that people have. How would you greet another person if you met them on a street?
Usually from two meters away. Start off with that. Let's get the message out there. I think in Ireland it's all the same, really, isn't it? It's kind of like, what's the crack? What's the story? Any crack with you? Those type of things. I suppose I'm lucky. You see, I come from the travelling community, but I'm also from a little town called Toom in the west of Ireland, in Galway, which is in East Galway. And we would have slang there as well, which is kind of like it's like pig Latin, basically. So we would say something like, Wegas to steg or ishe gami wegaid. So something like that.
What?
To kind of, exactly. exactly, Claire.
I'm excluded. I have no idea what you're saying.
You can bet your life you're excluded, Claire. You know? which is basically, well, what's the crack with you?
Okay.
So it's kind of like... I suppose, as Colm said there, it is kind of like the words do come from something. It's a type of Creole, maybe.
I don't know something that confuses me a little bit. And I'm from Laois, as people may know, but I find in the West when people meet you, they go, "Well," and I see that as a question. I don't really know what the answer is. Like, what is the answer to "well" with a question mark at the end?
You just say "well," man.
Okay. Write that down. Write that down for the next time.
It also depends on who you're talking to. Like, if you're approaching a gang of people leaning against a wall, you might say, "How are them in? How are the lads? You know, how's it going?" Or indeed, not a bad day for it, whatever it might be.
What is it? Yeah,
exactly.
That's another question that we don't need to answer. And Nuala, how are you? Thanks very much for joining us in Belfast.
I'm sticking out and dead on, we would probably say up here.
As hello.
Well, no, that would be the answer. The question would be about you,
okay.
Which means what about you? But in the country up here, would say, how's she cutting? But I was listening to the lads there, and I love the one in Derry. Weirdly, they greet you a bit like you said with "well." They say, "yes," as in, "yes, Nuala," as if you've been asked the question in advance. But even weirder, there's people, I don't know if it's Derry, Donegal or where, but they address you like this. So say it to me, they'll come up and say, "Well, how's Nuala?"
Right.
Which I'm always thinking, well, she's okay. She's wondering why she's being addressed in the third person when she's standing right in front of you.
And
but apart from that, she's dead on.
And is Nuala expected to answer that when you're asked?
Yeah,
well,
okay. Yeah, she, you kind of go, well, she's just here. She's looking, she's, as I would say, sticking out her dead on. Yeah.
Do you get that column? Yeah, yes column as hello?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it. The problem for me now is that no matter how I'm addressed, is that the pandemic has brought a halt to actually how to reply. It's like small talk has disappeared. So all you can reply now is, oh, sure, look, this is it, as in a general discussion of the whole situation. So I think we need to get back to small talk classes in order to reply to, no matter how you're asked, whether it's well, yes, how's she cutting, or any of those, it's what you say next without saying, well, to be honest, things are tough. Because you can't say that in Ireland. Like, you can't be going in with the big conversation.
Yeah,
so.
No, but nobody wants an answer. Really,
no,
to that,
we don't really care how you are. We're just trying to start talking.
You really have to worry when somebody addresses you and the first word isn't yes, it's no. No column. I think as kids, we all grew up with it. No, no.
Can we talk about mothers and mammy? Because that's, everyone says the Irish mammy column, that's what we call our mothers. But it's not all we call our mothers, right?
No, we are. Well, I called my mother Mama, a thing I only admitted in open as an adult. But I mean, there's also like there's a bit of kind of reverse snobbery where people say if you call your mother Mom, that it's somehow an Americanization. When in fact, the further often if you go into West Kerry or in parts of Cork, people say Mom as well. But that comes from the Irish way of saying ma'am. So
mommy.
Yeah, mommy or whatever. So it's interesting how it's not that simple. And then, of course, in Dublin, there's lots of ma's and ma'ams. And then there's some people who you hear them say ma'am and you go, I don't think you were a ma'am person. I think you're a mum person. I think you're only looking for a bit of authenticity there. So it's
mum
a very
is English, isn't it? Mum is English.
It's a bit more English, yeah. But the interesting thing is there's less dad ones. There's da and dad and daddy, but there's no duds. Well, depending on what he was like. But there are there's less choice.
And Martin, what about you on the mother front?
Mammy? No, it's mommy. And in the phone it's saved as mom, just in case she ever rings while I'm in company.
Okay.
Because I never say mommy. And if she's in a bad mood, we just call her Mam Crass, which is not too far away from where I'm living.
And you mentioned your background, your travelling community background, Martin, and you have slang, as I said earlier, that we don't understand, would you say?
Well, there's a lot of things you don't understand, to be fair, no. But let's focus on the language, I suppose. We'd have shelter or cant or the gammon. And what's really good about that is the language is kind of crossed over. And again, going back to what Colm said, because Colm's great for jumping in there and kind of stealing my words at the beginning. Typical Corkonian, because they've robbed our language.
That's
as well,
right,
so
yeah.
They have,
talk it down.
What are the cant words that you say have crossed over?
Oh, I can't remember. No, so you would be talking about the likes of Tome, Gammy, Bjor, Fien, Lush.
Is Gammy a cant word?
Well, I've been brought up to think it was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Actually, that's a good question because I think the word Gammy may have been stolen by the travellers. Oh, here we go.
I used Gammy growing up. I often remember we were doing the play by the Western World and there's a quote in it saying, oh, for a young man with such and such and a gamey heart. And one of the lads was reading out saying, oh, for a young man with a gammy heart. So we definitely use it. And we used it. I only found out years later that I was using Fien and Bjor and Sham, that they actually were traveller words. So I'm giving them back now. I'm sorry for taking them, Martin.
Sham as in fake?
No, as in a man or a young lad or a fella, So again, it's a good way of I think you can't stop people from using words, but it's always good to recognise where they came from because they are a way of preserving culture.
There's a word for shoes, isn't there, Martin? Gullimers.
Gullimers,
am I saying that right?
Yes. But who have you been talking to?
But there's an abbreviation column that's
gullies.
Used in... Yeah, gullies. That's used in Cork, is it?
I don't know. We had rubber dollies. I don't know if we had gullies. Did we have gullies? I don't think we took gullies. We took a lot in Cork, but I don't think we took... Well, I didn't use them anyway. I didn't get rubber dollies until after my confirmation. It was all sensible shoes up until then.
And Nuala, some of the northern slang that you're familiar with, we might not be, take us through some of that. So someone with
Do you want to start? Well, you're just talking about gullies. Is that shoes, like trainers? We call them gutties, which I presume is from gut, because they were probably made of rubber. So gut, gutties.
Gutties with like two Ds, like G-U-D-D-Y.
Yeah, your gutties. Okay. Yeah, your gutties. Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? My favourite kind of phrase is good Ted. We were making lists of things that Ted Hastings should have had. One of my favourites, I didn't originate it. It was a comedy duo up here. earlier, McKeon Grimes, Connor Grimes, I heard him saying they do sort of culchies. Do you say culchies? You know, country people?
Culchies,
and
yeah.
And he, instead of calm down, he was, chill the digger, which is great. Like, I have encouraged people in America to adopt chill the digger. I think it's funny, you know, things don't really relate that. You were all speaking away there about various words, and honest to God, it could have been a different language. You know, we are a country divided by one language, really.
Yeah,
do you call an ice cream cone a poke?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. So if you come
Martin,
here,
was that
you
a
can
no from you as well?
At least say fancy a poke to somebody and they will not slap you around the bake.
Right.
The bake being the face.
Well, in Cork, if you asked fancy a poke, they'd give you a flake, but that wouldn't be a piece of chocolate. That would be a slap across the head. So
well,
it's
that's
just.
What I'm saying.
We're going to need a tribunal for this, I think.
No, we're going to need a bigger boat.
No, there was one phrase you have, which we have as well, where I'm from. Don't say, I'm going into the shop to buy a cake before I go to visit someone because I don't want to turn up with one arm longer than the other.
Yeah, well, up here, again, more the country version would be you don't want to turn up with two arms to one length. I love that. Yeah. It's just such a visual thing.
Unless you bring two cakes. That's one way out of it.
And they're equal weight, yeah. You don't want to be a big ganch at an awkward person.
What's a skelf?
Like now we're, what?
What's a skelf?
A skelf is, I think we get a lot of our words here from Ulster Scots, which is really colourful, lovely phrases like ganch and that. A skelf is a a wee bit of wood that you get under your skin, you know, do you call it?
Is it someone who's troublesome maybe, or someone who's an irritation then? Like a splinter?
No, the actual thing would be called a skelf. It's just that. It's not a slang word for another person. But, you know, that's just a thing on its own. That is just an Ulster Scotsism. In terms of being drunk, I don't know how many of our words are similar and which are northern or which. Do you say langard?
Oh, we do in Cork. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Blocked.
We claim Stoches. We invented blocked. We were blocked in Stoches.
And snattered, we would say up here.
Snappered for drunk, is it?
Snattered. You're so snattered, like you're snattery drunk. This is very charming. I'm sure we have some local ones, some lovely ones.
I know, but I do like this. I do like having new words to describe things that we may not have come across before. And Martin, social media, I mean, I was looking at a meme yesterday which was showing you how we wave at people when we meet them in a car, right? And I was thinking about when it comes to slang, does social media help preserve a lot of slang which wouldn't be written down otherwise? It's just the spoken word prior to social media.
I think social media, it goes a long way in introducing little words that would be, I suppose, local to small towns and then bringing it across the country. On one hand, we'd like to preserve, you know, little words like that. Like for example, words from Belfast like blocked, and you'd have langard in Cork, and you'd have goosed or lushed in around Galway. So it's I suppose social media does a lot in kind of promoting those words, and I think this should be celebrated in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pity, I suppose, that sometimes when you're on social media and you're looking at traveller words, and then people are saying like, not naming anyone but Longford, they tend to rob all of our words as well. So they're saying that they own all the tomb slang and the word sham they reckon comes from Longford. And there's a massive feud going on there at the moment on social media between Longford
and
Tomb.
That's an issue, because I don't think you're allowed to steal slang words from other parts of the country. Some Cork ones, Colm. I mean, if you're from Dublin, you can't use some of those words. You're just not allowed.
Well, I suppose it's also tied up with accent. So I remember when I was starting out in comedy and I'd say I was from Cork, and then somebody from, you know, Blackrock say, oh, langer, and I'm like, that word, take that word out of your so-called dull mouth. It just does not fit. That's obviously I'm being facetious. You can of course say it, but I will call the guards. Because it has to go with the accent. I don't even use it unless I'm corking up my accent, because it's almost like a Welsh double L. It's a clangor.
It's like an opera singer singing folk tunes, you know, the way they go in the Banbridge town, in the county town, and you just go stop.
Yeah. I would never say bleeding for Dublin. It just wouldn't sound right. Might say poxy because we used to say it in Cork, but even then I feel we'd only be borrowing it. So sometimes it's wrapped up in accent. And the main thing is, like, if you're going to use it, don't say it was you who started it. Like, just pay tribute to wherever the word came from.
Well, that explains why the battle is going on, Martin, over who owns what, you know?
Well, actually, just a quick question. What do you guys call members of an Garda Síochána?
In Cork, it was the Shades. You'd get a chase, same, a chase off the Shades. Yeah, yeah. Or the Law. We were like the Clash. We fought the Law.
In Limerick, apparently, according to a listener, runners or shoes are called tackies. No, we're all drawing a blank on that. A cranky person in Cork, says another listener, is a tawny wire. Oh, a thorny wire. Does that make sense to you? It's written as tawny.
Yeah, when you were saying there, Claire, about writing stuff on social media, I put out a wee thing on Facebook saying to people, if you've any good examples, let me know. And you want to see the number of spellings of the same words, because people have never seen them written down, so everybody's just making it up as they go along.
That's interesting, isn't it?
But it's lovely if you follow, you know, like you said there, like if somebody wrote Tawny, T-A-W-N-Y, that could disappear into the future and nobody would ever realise where it came from. So it's good to preserve the history of it, isn't it?
Yeah. The word era or yera in Cork and Kerry, I'd never seen it written anywhere apart from in, you know, Ascoelga, D-H-E-R-A, you'd see it. But in Cork, we'd say era, which is E-R-A.
So is that if I said to you, how are you, and you go, era?
Era, yeah, exactly.
Whereas in Leash, we'd say era.
Yeah.
And what does it mean?
It just means that the weight of the world. I mean, anything. The weight of the world is on my shoulders. My wife has left me.
you know how it is. You know yourself.
Exactly.
Come with me to the pub and I'll open up after four pints. That's kind of there's so much laden in it. But
So where did they say yera? Did you say Kerry?
So yera is more Kerry, and then era without the yeah is, I think, is Corkish, but I'd never seen it written as ERA until Facebook. Mm-hmm. And because we were always afraid, oh, texting is going to ruin, it's going to homogenize language. And it has to a certain extent, and autocorrect forces you, won't let you write yera, you know. But having said that, like as you're saying, it's written down somewhere, it's Googleable. If you Google words that you vaguely remember from childhood, you'll find them. They weren't written in books in 1985. They were written on Twitter, you know, 2 weeks ago. And that's, you know, that's only to be celebrated, I think.
And what about la in Cork at the end of a sentence? What is that? Well, how do you use it?
Well, I've seen this said.
Put la into a sentence for me.
Well, stay ooh la, right? And that's, you know, look at the condition that you are in, or in a state of him even more, state of him la. Now, this is classic Cork to claim that this gives, that there's a heritage to this. So I've seen people say that it's actually from Huguenot and the French, la at the end of a sentence, like there. So we're going to claim that.
And
we're definitely going to keep it as being French because it gives us a certain je ne sais quoi. So I'm having that. It's like my uncle used to say that because his surname was Horgan, that we came from Aragon in Spain. It's basically anything to get off the island. That's what we're saying.
Anything with a bit of sort of romanticism attached and exoticism. Martin, I want to talk to you about intensifiers. So there's one I know that you use. It's tome. What does that mean? Is it good or fantastic? Do you add it before a describing word?
It's all of that. It's like that's a tome fiend, or that's a tome bjord, tome lark. You know, it's like that's a very good or cool or brilliant thing. It would be the opposite to gammy, basically.
Mm-hmm. And what's a lark? You mentioned lark there.
So that'd be a car. So if I was to say something like Colm's a tome fiend, but the gammy fiend's from Cork, the Whitten, they can't begin from the Minkery. So
we are, in fairness, we are.
I was just thinking that very thing.
So basically, Colm's a very nice guy, but the fiends from Cork are Whitten the Cant, which would be they'd be talking the Cant or speaking the Cant, and Beagan from the Minkery, so that'd be stealing from the travellers. Ooh, controversial.
That's a whole other language.
It's a whole other language.
That's a whole other language. We would say up here something's a lot. You'd say it's a whole handling. Well, there's a whole handling going on there.
Yeah, there's a lovely musicality to it, though. Would you say the sentence for me again, Martin?
Which one? The gammy fiends from Cork? The gammy fiends from Cork. And they're not that gammy at all. They're tone fiends. Let's be clear. I have a lot of Corkonian friends.
Are you repeating the libel, Martin, is what we're saying?
I'm putting it into the thing at the beginning, you know. The gammy fiends or the tone fiends from Cork are Whitten the Cant or the Shelta. And they're Beagan from the Minkery. So that would be they're speaking the Cant, which is Shelta, or the language of the travellers. And they're Beagan from the Minkery. And Minkery is the actual shelter word to describe travellers, because, of course, travellers were much more than nomadic people. So the actual all-encompassing word to describe the community would actually be Minkery. And in some communities, some areas of the country, would say Pavi and Beagan. So Beagan is to steal. So the Gammy Fiends from Cork are whittin' the canton to Shelta and they're beagan from the Minkerty.
Yeah, you're getting awful abuse there, Colm.
I'm getting fair spad here in Eau Claire after that. Like, you're not taking that at all.
Fair spad, is it?
Yeah, fair. I mean, fierce is a lot in Ireland, a lot over, but fierce, that's what I grew up with. Fierce,
yeah,
and savage.
Fierce. Yeah, we love fierce.
But we'd also say bad words to describe good things. So somebody would be desperate nice. Mm. So somebody might be a desperate housewife here might be somebody who's actually quite good at being a housewife.
Queer good at cooking.
Yeah, that'd be a Wexford thing. I'd say queer might be a more Wexford thing. I don't know if we have anyone east of the Blackstairs on the line. But I always liked that because it's not what you expect. And
there's some new slang as well, though, Noel. I'm thinking of the word sick, which I don't really understand because it's not my generation, but it's used to describe something good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, that'd be more like an English thing, but I think I was just saying to somebody that, you know, you're getting old, you know, like my mother used to say to us all around the dinner table, I can't understand the word you're saying, because we'd be talking in our slang, and then a new generation comes along, and it's that idea that you're saying there, Colm, you use the opposite, so something sick in England means it's really good, but somebody says you look sick, and you don't know what they're saying, that can sound like quite the insult. Yeah. You think, I've got to put on my best gear. They tell me I look sick.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point of young slang is that the older generation doesn't know what you're talking about. So, you know, you have to come up with something different.
Just going back again to the Ulster Scots, which you mentioned before when we were talking about some of the influences there where you are, Nuala. You don't say something is deadly, you'd say class. Is that right?
Well, that was when I was younger, we would have said class. There's lots of ones. I mean, again, they don't really mean it. We'd say weaker, sticking out, magic. Of course, in the last few years, everybody calls everything amazeballs, which I hate. And if it's bad, we have minging. Do you say minging for dirty?
Yeah.
Bogging for dirty and leaping. Or wick was my favourite one. That's wick.
No, but that's news to me.
I asked some people for a few, and there was a couple that were so colourful. I love this one. It was Pauline Patterson, who might be listening. She said her mum would say, her mother would say, somebody old should not tear in the plucking. Which you can just immediately get. And another one, I think it's an Ulster Scots word, scunder, which means to embarrass about somebody behaving badly. Oh, he'd scunder a pig, you know. He'd scunder it. And minger, do you have minger for somebody
we
who's
do,
unattractive?
We do, but that's bad. That's mean. That's bad, isn't it, though?
Yeah, no, that is bad. And annoying is a melter. And a friend is a mucker. I think, is mucker from Irish? No, muck's pig.
Muck is Campy. A pig, yeah.
Mucker, no. And here's another one, finally, just another one that somebody said to me. A bit of a put-down to somebody who gets a bit above themselves. You'd neither in ye nor on ye till I got the howl of ye.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much. That was such great fun. Nuala McKeever, Martin Beans Ward and Colm O'Regan. Keep sending in your slang ones, particular to your region, 51551. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.